So it's Halloween. No, you're getting ready for costumes and trick-or-treating and all that kind of stuff, or you went to a party this weekend. And we're mostly in costume. Bergman is dressed as the dude.
Hipster Jesus.
From the Big Lebowski, or Hipster Jesus.
Depending on the other, it doesn't really matter.
Jorge is just 49ers guy.
Sumo wrestler.
It's too hot.
Yeah, you took it off.
In the suit. Yeah.
When I was in the bunny suit, after about an hour, I was sweating.
Oh, yeah.
I may throw it back on tonight to hand out candy to unsuspecting young children.
And I am paying tribute to Coach Sean McVay with pretty much the whole outfit. There was a lot of detail that went into this. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the ring.
Yeah.
Which I never wear. A wedding, obviously, never wear a wedding ring. The side box, the communication box, the headphones, and the challenge flag.
Yeah, which you should have used that challenge flag a little bit more yesterday.
You know, do you hate teams?
I hate the Astros. I'm openly rooting against them because I thought they got off easy.
Yeah. Do you hate any other teams?
The Celtics.
Yeah, the Celtics. You hate the Celtics?
Yeah, but I respect them.
Oh,
come on.
They hate them.
I hate
them. Somebody actually once cut your tie off.
Yeah.
Green tie.
I Sasha Vujicic, owe me a green tie. I think I hate the Giants, the San Francisco baseball Giants. I hate them.
Yeah.
But that's it, I think.
Yeah, I friggin' hate the Niners.
They're pretty good.
Hate them.
They're pretty good.
And Jorge, you know, I knew he'd be in here yesterday, so we're driving home, and a lot of times I'll make a post on my way home.
In the 7 hours it took you to get home?
Yeah, it was the longest it's ever taken us yesterday. So I'm sitting there looking at my phone. I'm like, okay, I always tweet something after the game or post something after the game. Kept looking at it. I'd write something or start to write something, then I'd erase it, start, right? And we get home, and Juan's like, did you ever send anything? I just couldn't think of anything to say.
Oh, really?
I could not think of anything to say after that game that wouldn't sound whiny or like an excuse or anything. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. The only thing we hold over the Niners, see if you follow me on this. If we had beaten the Niners in the last game of last season, we would not have won the Super Bowl.
Because it would have sent you on a different playoff route.
Would have sent us to Green Bay. Which was a much tougher place to play, and San Francisco much more ideally suited.
And they went into Green Bay and beat them.
And beat them, then came back, and we beat them. So we have San Francisco to thank for our Super Bowl, but man, I hate the Niners. Just hate them. Of course, they win yesterday, and they got Christian McCaffrey, and we did not. And hopefully we're going to get somebody here in the next 24 hours. A running back. Yesterday, John, guy from the practice squad, Ronnie Rivers, was the guy who got most of the run for the
Los Angeles
Rams.
What do you think of the Kareem Hunt rumor?
I love it. I love it. Now, Dernis Johnson's a guy I'd rather have.
Why? Kareem Hunt can catch.
So can Dernis Johnson. They're both really good. But it's Hunt that's asked for the trade.
Right.
So, I'm good with that.
And his baggage doesn't bug you?
I forget what these guys all have so much baggage.
That's interesting that you forget. Greg, do you remember what his baggage was?
No, I don't.
Wow. You know, I think this is football. If this would have been a baseball player.
Oh, no,
player,
beat up a woman, right?
On tape. Yeah,
on tape.
On an elevator. Grabbed her by the hair, threw her down.
Yeah, so he shouldn't be playing. No football for you.
Has he done anything in the meantime?
No. They suspended him. The Chiefs cut him as soon as the video came out because he lied about it. And the Chiefs cut him. He was handed a lengthy suspension. If I remember correctly, I think it was 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Browns picked him up, and he's been there ever since. So you could argue that he's paid his debt to society, so to speak.
By being with the Browns?
No, by being suspended for 8 games.
Suspended for 8 games.
But that's
yeah,
it.
No, I didn't. I didn't recall that. I didn't recall
well,
it.
Well, and the question becomes all the time, what are you willing to put up with? Like, for example, we got a tweet here. This is a little bit of a change of subject, but we got a tweet here from Hooper's X, who's a good tweeter.
Hey, Hooper's X.
All the time. Guys, do you trade for Kyrie now if he becomes available?
Well, let me just jump him and say, I didn't want the Kyrie trade during the summer.
So the thing with Kyrie is, had the Nets been willing during the summer,
Yep.
To send Kyrie to the Lakers, I think the Lakers would have engaged.
Yes, they would have.
They were not. Remember, it became, we're going to keep Kyrie, we're going to keep Kevin Durant, we're going to run it back. They are having the same issues that the Lakers are having.
Yeah.
They're off to a terrible start. Are they 1-4?
I don't have the standings.
They, but
they're not good.
Yeah, so the Lakers are 1-5. I think the Nets are, you know, not much better. And so there is talk that the Nets might be, Brooklyn might be, willing to reopen discussions about Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
We know he won a title with LeBron. We know he is an elite offensive player. And strangely, the Lakers have been great defensively and bad offensively.
By the way, also 1-5.
Okay, so they're both struggling.
Yes.
And then Kyrie had this weird exchange over the weekend. He sent out this tweet that was promoting a movie
that's got filled with anti-Semitic themes and tropes. And
right.
Just
so Nick Friedell, who's worked for ESPN for a long time, Nick covered the Warriors, and since Kevin Durant and Kyrie went to Brooklyn, he's been basically assigned to the Nets. And he tried to ask Kyrie about it over the weekend, and this is how it went down.
To follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it. Do you see me doing? Do you see
By
me in front
putting
of the,
it out there,
the title?
People are going to say that you are.
Yeah, I put
promoting.
It out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but I.
Okay.
It's not.
You put
stuff,
things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my
great,
stuff is
great,
not.
So let's move on.
Filled
let's
with
move on.
Anti-Semitic.
Let's
stuff.
Move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing
I'm
that.
Another
You're
human
free to
being.
Post
I can
what,
post whatever I want. So say that what, and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that by.
I don't have post, to understand anything from you.
But it's not me.
Nothing.
By
it's no people that you're making
you
up, bro. Move on.
But by posting.
Move
what
on. Next question.
Anybody
next question. Do you guys have any more questions
and
for me?
They're going to say,
you guys have any more questions?
Because
this is
going to
be a clip. This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
Oh, this is another answering your question. Oh, my God. Let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Kyrie basketball related.
Okay.
By the way, I didn't think Friedell was out of line there.
God, no.
Friedell
is completely. I mean, honestly, and. If you choose to, and Kyrie's got big social media platforms and all that stuff, a lot of
NBA players,
a lot
do.
Of Instagram. The moment you post about something, you're promoting.
You're putting it into the discourse.
Yeah, elevating something that's completely. I mean, an old Alex Jones friggin' tweet that promotes a movie that's filled with anti-Semitic stuff, you should, and it's not dehumanizing him. It's like, do you believe in this stuff that you're retweeting? And here's the thing, John, it's always something with Kyrie. It's always something.
And so the question, I agree with you. Like, if you look at Kyrie, so he won the title with LeBron in Cleveland, and we know that those two guys together can win a title. They're very formidable and very hard to guard. But then Kyrie wanted to break up with LeBron, so he went to Boston.
Right.
Didn't work. He's now in Brooklyn. Doesn't work. If you take him on, you're doing so knowing that his last two stops didn't work.
Sure.
So, I mean, obviously you would lean heavily on LeBron here, who worked with him before and played with him before and knows this cat's different.
Won no part of this cat.
You just think you've seen enough.
I saw enough before this. I've seen enough.
Right, but Greg, what makes this
hard?
He
comes, he goes, sometimes he's this, sometimes he's that. He's always going to step in it, always going to be controversial, and this is the worst thing he's done.
Nothing that Mason just said is wrong. All of it's accurate.
Yep.
But Greg, our problems on the Lakers, looking at it strictly from a basketball perspective, are we don't score enough points. The defense has been really good. The offense, bad. We need guys who can fill it up. We need guys who can shoot threes. We need guys who can score. He can do both. So are you willing to roll the dice on Kyrie?
I will never put athletic ability above who you are as a person. So no, I have no interest in Kyrie Irving. I never had any interest in Kyrie Irving, despite how great of a player he is.
Yeah, this has not been a big Kyrie Irving show. We talked about it a lot, and there was a chance it was going to happen and all that stuff. I never thought it was a good idea, and it's even a worse idea now.
I don't know. This is a discussion we have all the time on the show. Can you separate the artist case, from the art.
This is an artist from the art. I mean, sure, I guess it technically
is. He's promoting or elevating.
He's a really good basketball player, but you disagree with his stuff off the court, but he helps you win.
When I said that Kareem Hunt shouldn't be allowed to play football anymore because he hit that woman, especially on tape, he should not be allowed to play football anymore. I lost that one, obviously, but right. It doesn't matter. If you hit a female, you are not allowed right. to play sports. You lose sports. That's how I feel about
okay,
that.
But
so it's the same thing with Kyrie. If he's anti-Semitic, and how I'm very clear about how I feel about Mel Gibson, right. If you're anti-Semitic, I don't want you around here.
It is interesting that I don't know who Kyrie has in his ear.
Nobody. I think he's just flying in his own.
Right. Why would you put that out there and then not want to talk about it?
Right.
What did you think was going to happen when you put it out
there? If this is a thing I want to elevate or amplify, explain why. What about this anti-Semitic thing do you want
Yeah,
to
I almost
highlight?
Wish Friedel, rather than engaging him in that conversation that we played, I wish Friedel would have married himself to a few words like this. Why'd you post it? You know, Kyrie said, I'm not promoting anything. Why'd you post it? Why'd you put it out there? If you're not promoting it and you don't believe it.
Yeah, but Kyrie's going to wiggle out of all that stuff.
But what's the answer to that? Why'd you post it if you don't believe it? Or you don't want the discourse?
He says, I'm allowed to promote anything I want.
You are. So why'd you do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look into the thing that he highlighted, I mean, it's you can do the math. I don't want to go through exactly what's in that video, in that movie, in those
I've never seen that movie, but yeah, I know it's bad.
I don't think anybody it's not on the Amazon top 10 or anything like that. but I mean it's unbelievably venomously anti-Semitic. So, I think the thing with Kyrie is that it's always going to be something.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always going to be something. And a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with basketball.
I was listening to a Bill Simmons podcast.
Yep.
And he said that before this happened.
Right.
Before he said, I don't know what it is, but you know, something's going to happen with Kyrie in the next month. Something will happen.
Yeah.
Because it always does. Sure enough, he was right.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I mentioned this earlier, Adele is doing something very surprising. We'll get to that. And Eli Manning says he's not a broadcaster. That's coming up next for you, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, have you told a lie yet?
Yes.
I have no clue what it could possibly be.
I have one idea.
I got one.
Nothing.
All right, send them to me, and I'll tell you. Okay. Text them to me. I'll tell you if you guys are close.
Is this the Tim Burton?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes. Halloween. Dun. Now, they do big screenings of this now. Did you know that?
They do. They also do it at the Hollywood Cemetery. Yeah, sometimes they show it there.
You guys ever go to a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show where the people dress up and reenact the scenes on the stage?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, if you're a virgin, they have to put you up on the stream, on the stage.
Well, unfortunately, I can't qualify for that.
Not a real life virgin, like a virgin as being there for the first time, John.
Oh,
jeez. Do they still do the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I think so.
I think they still do it in several places. Yeah.
I never got dressed up for it, but I did all the stuff, like where you throw the toast.
There's a midnight show in Newport Beach that still runs, I think, every Friday and Saturday, has for years.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to give them another shout out because they're such good listeners and they sit in my section. Both Tracy and Shelly Belly.
Shelly Belly.
Shelly Belly went to Corona Del Mar.
Do you know her? I don't think so.
You'd remember Shelly Belly.
I'm sure she dated Billy Mack because most people did.
I was going to say, who hasn't?
Yeah. Billy and I were back at Corona Del Mar, had a party with the English Beat a week ago Saturday that Billy and I went and did some MC work for that was fun.
English Beat is, what's the big English Beat song?
Save It For Later, I Confess, are their two biggest hits.
Yeah.
Save It For Later.
Sooner or Later.
Sooner or later, yeah.
No, it's called Save It For Later.
Sooner or Later.
No.
It says here.
No.
Come on. I'm just reading. I'm just reading what's on the screen.
Okay, Mythical Money, let's
go. No. Zero chance. Zero chance. I don't know enough about English Beat.
Chicken.
Is it? Do you know which one it is?
It just says sooner or later here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Come on, bet. Come on.
No,
come on,
you bet.
Bergman, bet.
You bet. I'm not betting nothing.
You're the one accusing me of impropriety.
Do it.
I got 50 grand this weekend.
Yeah.
Shove it
in a little bit more. All right, I think Amanda has some jokes for us.
Oh, what's the theme?
I have skeleton jokes.
Oh, nice. Okay,
all right,
this will be the last bit here.
So bones.
And I'll stop torturing you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so why are skeletons so calm?
They are.
Don't have a care in the world. They're
bone. All I know is it's bone.
No, I don't know.
Because nothing gets under their skin.
Oh,
damn it.
I think that one was pretty good.
I like that. No, I think it's totally good.
What do skeletons order at a restaurant?
The
bone-in ribeye.
Say it one more time, Amanda.
What do skeletons order at a restaurant?
A T-bone.
You got me.
Bone appetit.
Ribs.
Bone appetit.
Spare ribs.
Yeah.
Spare ribs.
By the way, I think all of the answers kind of worked. Yeah.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the scary movie?
Chilled him to the bone.
Nowhere to sit.
He didn't have the guts.
Oh.
I'll leave you with that one.
That was a good one.
Terrible.
I like
that. You mentioned Eli Manning. Manning cast guests tonight.
Yes.
Boomer Esiason.
Nice.
Travis and Jason Kelce.
Oh, nice.
Kels.
And then who's the third one, Greg? Did you see who the third one was?
They
have a third guest. I'll find it.
I did. I just lost it.
I like what's interesting is Eli Manning. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but he does not consider himself to be a broadcaster. He says, you have to watch film. You say I'm going to watch one game, but that's one game of Chicago's offense, one game. He's not watching film. He says
Brad Paisley, the country singer?
Yep.
Okay, he's the third.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you think that Eli Manning is a broadcaster, or is he something else?
Something else.
Okay, describe.
I think that the whole concept of the Manning cast would be the same as you and I doing mystery science theater on a movie. Mm. So if tonight we put on Halloween and you and I sat and watched it and just talked through the whole movie, we're not movie critics.
Right.
We're just two guys
BSing.
Playing grab ass.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think that's what Eli and Peyton are doing. They're just goofing around.
So now LeBron is going to do a special Thursday Night Football with the Shop.
Yeah,
his whole crew, and again, I guess this is all good for business that athletes are taking control of their own message, creating programming, all this stuff that we can do and react to, and it raises an interesting question, Bergman. When are we doing another megacast?
Ooh, when do you want to do a megacast? Will you do it for a Laker game?
Yeah, now Ireland can't.
Yeah,
do
and then
a
I couldn't
Laker.
Be.
Oh,
in
Oh yeah,
it.
No. So would you do it for?
I could, we
do
a Raiders game. Nobody cares.
Rams
about
Raiders.
That.
Oh, it's a Thursday night game. No, he won't do a Rams game though. No. Oh, the Raiders are
I'm
terrible.
Be
no, it's a Raider game. It's a Raider home game, right?
No,
it's
SoFi.
Oh,
yeah. It's here.
Okay.
It's here.
Megacast. Megacast.
We'll think of something.
Well, because it can't be I would do it on Saturday for the LAFC game, but you guys won't. I mean, it's a Saturday.
No,
because
I'm going to try to go to the LAFC game.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Where's the USC-UCLA game this year?
UCLA.
Rose Bowl.
It's at the Rose Bowl? We could do it for that?
It's a Saturday.
Because you probably won't go.
No, we were planning to go, weren't we, Bert?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we can go, I'd love to go.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
No.
Is that like right in the middle of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm off that day. I don't have a game that day, but I've got something going that I don't know. They don't know. We don't know what time that game's going to be yet.
No.
Right.
But so, it's going to be a big game. I would imagine that's a 5 o'clock game, don't you?
Or it could be like the marquee game at 12:30.
I mean, that game could decide who goes to the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, because Oregon's probably going from the north,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably will decide.
Well, I could see UCLA losing again before that. And, hey, and USC's
why
really?
Be like that?
USC's defense is really suspect.
Oh, it's a typical Lincoln Riley defense. He's never had a defense in his whole career.
It'd be great if that was to decide it. That'd be really cool.
See, I could see USC losing before I see UCLA losing.
No, USC doesn't even have to leave the state of California. They've got home Cal, home Colorado.
Yeah, but they don't.
And then at UCLA. They're not going to lose to Cal
teams.
Or Colorado.
Yeah, both those
So they're
going
to go into that game undefeated. UCLA goes at Arizona State, home to Arizona.
Yeah,
they should
terrible.
Also win both
exactly.
of those games, which would set up UCLA versus USC November 19 at the Rose Bowl. What's interesting, or I'm sorry, at the Rose Bowl. What's interesting is that ESPN.com has got a thing on the front page right now where you can sort of, because they're going to announce the first playoff rankings tomorrow. We'll know where everybody stands in the playoff rankings. And they've got nine teams that they think are most likely to be in the hunt. And UCLA, they do not have as one of them.
Yeah, well, because
they lost to Oregon.
And
so what?
Fairly convincingly.
But Utah's on there, isn't it?
Yeah, Utah.
Utah's
for some
on
reason
there.
On there
with
two
Utah
losses.
Above UCLA, who
and,
UCLA beat Utah?
And UCLA beat them pretty good. See, I don't think Oregon should be in there because they lost 49-3. If
right.
you lose 49-3, you can't be in the championship.
I mean, it was to
game.
Georgia.
Yeah, but you can't lose 49-3.
Agreed.
So you think no matter what, Oregon can't go? Because
I do.
We've already seen this movie and it's a bad movie?
I do. And I think there'll be other one-loss teams that will have a better case than Oregon.
See, I think they would love to get, I heard Travis talking about this earlier, love to find a way to get USC into it.
Yeah.
Like, if they're close, I think they're going to get benefit of the doubt. But a lot of stuff has
I
to
would
happen.
I would take USC over Oregon if they each have one loss.
There's too many teams
they'll
above.
Play each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll play each other,
out.
So it would figure it out. All right, coming up next for you, lie of the day.
Good now, prize today, too.
Do you have told a lie?
I have.
I have got an idea. Jorge thinks he's nailed it. If you right now can identify today's lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, you will win right off the bat lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort, plus archery for two at the Beach Cove, and you qualify to win the grand prize that we're giving away on Friday, a luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea Resort. That includes a two-night stay in an ocean view suite, a Lexus SC to drive for the weekend, golf at the Lynx, dinner at Catalina Kitchen, and limo service to crypto.com for a very special night of basketball. Again, qualify by getting the lie of the day right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. All right, it is lie of the day time, and what a prize, man! First of all, if you win now, you get
Terranea is great.
Terranea Resort prize package, and qualify to win the big luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea Resort, which includes all kinds of stuff, including a limo to take you to crypto.com arena for a night of basketball, all that stuff. If you can figure out Ireland's lie of the day, now me and Jorge both wrong.
Yeah, we won't say what you guessed, but you were both wrong. Bergman, did you take a shot?
I didn't have a shot. I have no idea what it could possibly be.
All right, Mace, bring somebody out, and we'll do it.
Caller number 7, Joel in Lakewood. Joel, you're on 710.
Hey, Joel.
Hey,
Joel.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're excellent, man. What do you think I lied about?
I think you have never interviewed Mike Tyson.
That's what Mason and Jorge guessed, Joel, and I'm sorry I did.
Yeah,
when I was
did.
The Lakers sideline reporter in Miami at a Heat game,
yep.
And he was very timid and shy and very nice.
Wow.
But I did interview Mike Tyson.
So we're stumped. Let's go to Peter in Whittier. Peter, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, Peter. You got a guess?
I think you've never seen a Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
I claimed I have seen every Nightmare on Elm Street movie, and Peter, you are 100% correct. I have never seen any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I have never watched any of them. I couldn't tell you what Freddy Krueger could walk in right now and I would know what he looked like.
Wow.
Very good, Peter. You ever been to Terranea, Peter?
No, never.
You are gonna love it. It's unbelievable. Hang on the line and Bergman will get your info, okay?
And Peter wins a Terranea Resort prize package, lunch and dinner for two at Terranea, archery for two at the Beach Cove, and qualifies to win the luxury oceanfront giveaway to Terranea Resort, which we are giving away on Friday. We will announce the grand prize winner on Friday. So,
yeah, I actually thought that was fairly easy. I did it multiple times.
You did. You lied repeatedly about it. And now that I think about it, I'm like, what are the odds that John
I said it three times. I've seen all seven movies, and I'm like, what?
Freddy Krueger.
I don't even like horror movies.
Nine.
Yeah, I don't even.
Did Freddy Krueger fight Jason, or did Jason fight Michael Myers?
It's Jason versus Freddy Krueger.
Jason versus. Yeah. And which one went to space? Didn't one of them
go
to space?
Did.
Jason went to space.
Jason X is in space.
Jason X. Can you believe that? Went to space.
Like the Fast and the Furious.
Like the Fast and the Furious. I love when Ludacris gets the car up in the International Space Station. That's fantastic. Yeah. And completely realistic. I believe you could really do that.
Yeah, love you would.
love those Fast and Furious movies. All right. Let's see. Okay. Here's a question for you. And I heard the afternoon guys talk about this a little bit. But Martha Stewart did an interview with the Drew Barrymore show.
Okay.
And she says she gets it with Pete Davidson, that he's sort of cute. And he knows how to get in and out, which I think she's talking about in and out of relationships. Do you get the Pete Davidson thing?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. I know enough girls, and he's like, been with Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
If you can make those girls laugh, you're in.
Mm.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
That's it. If you can make girls laugh, sense of humor is often like the number one thing girls will mention.
Is it number
what's
one?
Important to them. Is Not it, always.
What is number one?
But it would get mentioned.
Money. For according to you, it would be money.
Yeah. Well, but girls would say, if Lisa were here, she would say, it's not money as much as ambition. They want a guy with a plan. If you're just out there,
man with a plan,
ordering donuts off Grubhub every night, you're in big trouble.
Oh, by the way, that Tracy girl yesterday in my section said, I didn't know what to expect because you eat so many donuts. I thought you would be really, really fat.
Like my costume.
Kay. Yeah, you like your costume.
By the way, update.
Yeah, what is it now?
We talked earlier in the show that Mason wants to get on the Jumbotron, and I said, I know a guy who had tweeted me, I know the guys in the Rams video room. I can make this happen for a price. Hmm. So I said, would $20 get it done? Here's the latest offer. This is from the guys in the Rams
video
room.
In the Rams video room, okay.
Okay. My guy, the guy I know, says, next home game, Steve Mason, ESPN Radio, really wants to be on. I'm charging him. The response, okay, all I need is section and row, and I'll get him.
No, really?
Cough up the 20.
That's it, $20.
Yeah.
I already gave 20 to Demoff for this bit last week.
All right, well, it's up to you.
No, I'll
when's
do
the
it.
Next
I'll
home game?
Not for 2 weeks.
All right, so you got some time.
2 weeks, yeah.
I think if I tell you who my guy is, you'll back out. But if you give me the 20, it'll make it happen.
If you tell me the guy, I'll back out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually agree. I think I know who it is. I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But you will
I think you know who it is, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Text me, Greg.
Yeah, yeah, I will.
Yeah,
yeah no, text me, too.
No, you don't get to know.
You have no idea who we're talking about?
No, no clue.
It's someone you have butted heads with in the past. So I think that if you find out the $20 is going in his pocket, you will say.
Wow, because I generally get along with everybody. I cannot imagine who this is. That it's somebody I would dislike so
correct,
much.
Correct, Greg.
Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you know. You know.
Yeah. I can tell you if you want, but it would kind of ruin the bit. Jorge?
It would ruin the bit.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What about that? I just texted you a name.
All right.
I haven't really butted heads.
No.
It's not that
It's
person.
Not that
That's
person.
Just your bit.
Not maybe.
That
not
is incorrect. Maybe. Okay, so we have a very big, important game of games coming up.
Somebody,
Bergman, explain the game of games dilemma we have here.
So everybody is, so John, you have five, Sedano has four, Jorge has four, me and Mason both have three, so we can still tie you, and everybody and the other two can win outright. So whoever wins this game is the winner for the month of Game of Games. And wow. Lindsay is going
and
to do
the game.
Because
it's worth two. This it's game worth is two. Worth two.
Yes. So Lindsay is going to do the game today.
She always does good games.
She does great games.
Yeah. All right. So we will do Game of Games.
Yeah, I'm glad she's not playing. She's a very good game player.
Is Sedano going to play? Because he's right up near the top of the standings.
He says he's coming up the elevator right now.
Okay, good. Lindsay's game coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. So point of information, Bergman, on the page, it's got me with four. You said me with three.
Oh, maybe it was Jorge with three.
Yeah, Jorge with three. So I can win with an outright win. And I've never won a month of Game of Games.
You've tied me
once.
I've
tied, but I've never won.
Okay.
Now,
so if you or Sedano win, then you guys win outright. Jorge, if you or Greg win, you guys tie me, right?
Have we ever had an interloper like Sedano from the afternoon show win Game of Games
the whole
month?
I don't think so.
No.
So, George, you can set history here. History, Sedano.
History.
You do it. All right, Linz, what do we got?
So I wanted to do something Halloween-based, but just not like regular old Halloween trivia. So this will be Halloween movie trivia.
Oh,
Ireland's going to win this for sure.
No, no, no. We've been playing it all week, and Mason's better at these movies than me. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm gonna compete.
So it's just name is your buzzer. I'm not going to give you guys any choices. Name is your buzzer. First one to answer.
Okay.
All right. Number one. In which scary movie franchise do you see Dr. Sam Loomis?
Mace. That is Halloween.
That's correct. Good job.
Is that Donald Pleasance?
Yeah, that's Donald Pleasance.
I love how you yelled it out.
I really want to win. Yeah. Normally I'm not this competitive.
Yeah, this would be 3 years of frustration coming to the top.
I've never won a month.
He's so
ever.
Intense.
Really? On your own show?
On my own show. Like I'm here all the time.
It's pretty bad.
Much of the time.
Some of the time.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, Lynn?
All right, number two. What is the screaming masked person in the...
Mace. Scream.
No.
That's the name of the movie.
Okay.
What is the screaming masked person in the Scream franchise called?
Ooh. Oh, God. I should know this. I should know this.
How does nobody know this? Come on, guys.
I've only seen the movie once.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Anyone?
Nobody? Is it Ghostface?
It's Ghostface. Good job, Mace. You would have got that if you would have just waited for me to finish the question.
Have to wait.
All right, number three.
Too excited, Mace.
In which horror film could
Ancillation.
In which horror film could it be possible to be killed by a videotape?
Mace? Videodrome.
No.
What?
Well, say again, Lindsay. Say the question again.
In which horror film could it be possible to be killed by a videotape?
Jorge.
Oh.
Paranormal Activities.
Nope.
No. Sedano.
Sedano?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No. Nope.
Ireland?
It. No.
No, I think I've seen the movie, but I don't know what it's called.
Oh, it's The Ring.
Yep, that's all right.
Oh, it was The Ring.
Mace, I'm waiting.
Wait until I finish.
The score is still Mason 1 and every other schmuck 0.
Yeah, by the way, you said that last time.
Yeah.
You would have won by now. It's like
nothing. George, this is for you. Every other dwop, 0.
Yeah.
All right, what is the villain name of the manipulative serial killer in the Saw movie?
Mace, sit down.
What is it, Mace?
Jigsaw.
Yep, that's right.
Damn it.
This Mason's going to win this.
I actually knew that one.
Yeah, me too, because I just learned it.
What happens if somebody comes back to beat you at this point?
It's going
to
suck and I'll storm out.
Yeah. He'll be the Falcons.
It would be a three-man cross
against the Niners.
All right.
Oh. Screw you over there.
Screw you. Okay, which iconic horror movie had the tagline, "There he is"?
Sedano.
Ireland.
Sedano?
Ireland.
No. George was there first.
I know.
No.
I'm just want to be in second position.
Oh,
three.
Poltergeist.
Yes.
Two, that's it.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I do harder ones or keep saying easy?
No. Keep going. You're doing good.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you, the easy ones we've missed. All right. So
these are the better.
Okay. What horror franchise involves Freddy Krueger?
Sedano.
I'm going to go Sedano on that one.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is correct.
All right. Sedano and Mace have two each.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Sedano.
That was so close. I want this bad.
All right.
All right, a black cat was often thought to be a familiar of witches.
Mason.
Are you sure, Mason?
Yeah, too late.
Okay. Nice.
What's your answer?
It is Hocus Pocus.
No.
Okay.
Okay, what is the name of Sabrina, the teenager?
Sedano.
Sedano?
Oswald?
No.
Oh, no!
I just remembered what
Should
it
I finish
now.
It or does somebody?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go finish it.
What is the name of Sabrina the Teenage Witch's cat?
Okay.
Jorge?
Salem.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, Briones off the mat.
I'm terrible at this
game. I'm done answering early.
Oh, yeah, you've said that three times in a row.
I'm gonna
wait now. Sonato 2, Mason 2, Briones 1.
All right, let's go.
Okay, what creature are you caring for if it can't be exposed
Sonato.
To...
Sonato!
What is it?
Gremlins.
Mason.
Nope, I did not finish the question.
Okay. Oh, he said Mason already. He's in. Mason's in.
Okay, Mace.
Mace.
Vampires.
No.
Ireland. Gizmo.
No. Do you want to let me finish it?
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
What creature are you caring for if it can't be exposed to sunlight, be anywhere near water, and should not be fed after midnight? I want the creature, not the film title.
Oh.
Oh, I know what it is. I'll answer it afterwards.
Okay. But
anyway, Greg or
Jorge. I just know Gizmo the Gremlin. I don't know what a creature's called.
I know what it is.
He's a species of something.
I know right. what it is.
Is
everybody done?
Yeah.
A Mogwai.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Damn it.
This is how important it is to what make sure you listen to the whole question. Okay.
But this is Gremlins.
But this is also a nice strategy because if I go quick, Mason tries to jump in
for
right
now.
Right
I'm listen, for now on, I'm listening to the whole question.
I've got Mason to jump off sides.
All right, Sonato 2, you have. Sonato 2, Mason 2, Briones 1. All right, let's do five more.
Okay.
This is it. Okay. You got five more, Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Halloween movie franchise, the iconic mask was made.
Sonato.
Sedano?
William Shatner.
Correct.
Oh, nice job. Oh, he's got the lead. Yeah, come on, Sedano.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. It's still
come on, Sedano.
That's a better bid if you never win.
Come on,
Sedano.
Second half Niners here.
All right, here we go. Four more.
Charles Lee Ray is a serial killer whose soul is transferred into what?
Jorge? Chucky the doll.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah! Oh,
inside!
Yeah, Briones!
Jorge off the mat. Three more.
Do this.
Here we go.
All right. Complete this lyric from the hit Halloween song, The Monster Mash. I was working in the lab late one night.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I was working in the lab late one night.
When a creature came a-calling.
This is why I did
made
this.
Made me fright.
Is that your guess? You didn't even like say your name.
Yeah,
no, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, mate.
I don't think anybody's gonna.
That's not that.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Jorge,
a monster.
My eyes be something. Jeez.
Finish
my,
it.
Oh my! Something. My eyes. Something.
Ireland.
My eyes. Ireland.
My eyes saw a fright.
Nope.
Nah, I'm not even gonna guess. I don't know.
It's when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
You're close, Jorge. Give it to him.
So Bergman, you and I are out. There are two left.
And me and Briones and Mason are in.
And the score is Sedano 3, Mason
God,
2,
I need one.
Briones
2. If I get
2.
This one, it's over.
Correct.
Yeah.
Come on, all right, Lindsay, give me a layup.
Okay. In the Texas Chainsaw Massacre... How many people were killed with the chainsaw?
Whole in the entire franchise?
No, in the movie, in the original movie.
Oh, I was going to say, good Lord.
Mason.
Mace.
9.
No.
Jorge. 13.
No.
Sedano. 1.
It's 1. It's
yeah!
1.
Oh! Yeah! It's over!
Nice!
It's over!
Sedano!
Sedano takes the win!
Bro,
the refs choke again!
I didn't guess that.
Is that real? Only one person?
Yep.
That was awesome.
Price is Right rules. 1.
Oh, man.
You guys want to do the tiebreaker for fun?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. The
way to go, Sedano.
I win the month, and you still haven't won.
That was a great guess. Great guess.
I'm very frustrated.
You were the Atlanta Falcons.
Mace,
very frustrated.
You would have got the first three if you didn't waited.
If you would have just waited it out.
Yeah. It's the strategy. Why,
what's the tiebreaker?
Okay, the tiebreaker is the 2017 remake of Stephen King's It set numerous box office records, including the highest grossing horror film of all time, worldwide. I know Jorge recently did one of these box office grossing games.
Yeah, it went very well. Yeah,
right.
Did not go well.
So how much did it make at the box office worldwide? Whoever's closest wins.
I know the answer, so I'll stay out.
Okay.
$700 million.
Okay.
$700 million and one.
$699 million.
$700 million and two.
Well, it's 701 million. So I think.
No, I said 700 million and two.
You went over.
No, no, you went that, over.
It, I didn't say. Wait, I said the closest. It did not say without going over. Right, so Greg correct. Would win. Greg
yes, would, okay. I would win. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, you win.
Greg, we did something at least.
Right there.
Good job.
Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay. You're a good sport.
Always great, Tony.
Thank you.
Good job, good job.
Do I get a crown or something? Like, how does that work?
Nothing.
For the month?
You actually get 10,000 mythical dollars.
10,000 mythical dollars?
You get 10,000
I'm already up a bunch of money because I got Mason on that UCLA bet a couple weeks ago.
That was a good guess. You had it.
Jeez, it's been such a frustrating 24 hours.
You went full Matt Ryan.
Rams lost. Yeah, 28-6. What is it?
28-3. Yeah.
Yeah, you were Matt Ryan.
Had I just waited. There's a game show that I was on called Sale of the Century.
Yeah.
Jim Perry.
It lives on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
And I did exactly the same thing.
You kept jumping offsides.
I kept jumping in too early before the full question, so I kept getting points.
Wasn't Summer Bartholomew on that show?
She was the prize.
Yeah, she was the Vanna White on that show, right?
Yes, she was. No Halloween. Oh no, you did a Halloween.
I did. I was I was Scott Hansen on Around the Horn. I won. Scott Hansen loved it. He tweeted me, and we've now been connected through Dave Pasch on text. His mom apparently saw the show, which I thought was funny. Now, originally, I was supposed to be Scott Hansen for the first half of the show, and then switch to the other red zone in Andrew Siciliano.
Yes, yes.
But I'll let people behind the curtain. The people that film Around the Horn, the production crew, is the same production crew that does PTI. They're based in D.C. Their building had a fire drill.
Oh.
So they were out for an hour. We were sitting there, each in our own little studios, for an hour. And then by the time we were done, they're like, George, you can't change. We don't have time. We got to wrap this.
Oh, so it took away your bit.
So Scott Hansen only.
So it was just Scott Hansen. I felt bad because Andrew texted me, and I was like, I left him a message. I said, I couldn't be you this time.
Yeah.
I'll have to be you next year,
there
I guess.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Cappy said, hey, let's do some super crosstalk. There you go. And a tradition unlike any other. I forgot to do this. So Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Shidano and Cappy join us. Cappy, no costume, not your jam.
Yeah, you know, I'm a costume person.
Yeah, I saw your video, your music video. You wore different wigs and
yeah. Right. How did you end up on Channel 11?
Yeah,
what is Morales talking about?
Is that buddy of yours that worked in San Diego that works there now?
Yeah, Kyle Kraska.
Oh yeah, Kyle
he used
Kraska.
To work at KUSI, right?
I think.
Or was he at Channel 8?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
You guys know his story. I told George. George didn't know. You guys know his
story.
Got
shot
like
once,
nine
right?
Times.
No,
yeah, like
really?
Nine times.
Yeah, lucky to be alive.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Guy walks out of his house, and there was a painter who had been doing work for him. And I guess there was a confrontation like, hey, you owe me money. He's like, yeah, but you got to finish the job. And the guy showed up one day, psycho, and freaking guy walks out of his house, Kyle, getting ready to go to the TV station and do the local news, right?
Yep.
Bam, 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 like nine times.
Oh, man.
Shoots him on the street, you know? Left him there for dead. And some cop around the corner, an off-duty cop, heard the shots, came flying around the corner, found him, got him to the hospital. I mean,
saved his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, incredible. He's good. He's great. He's on Channel 11. That's my favorite channel.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, he's done work there.
Yeah, I used to do the weekend sports there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why are you no longer doing the weekend sports there?
I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to work on the weekends.
Right.
That's for
young guys.
Ireland and Shidano.
That's for guys like me and Shidano who work every day of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking to work less, not more.
I'm with you. I'm with you. So what'd you do? You resigned your gig there?
Yeah, I just said that's it.
Okay,
I had fun for 2 years.
Yeah.
It was really good. I had fun. I used to do Good Day LA. I filled in for them on that show, too.
Yeah.
They're really good people. And Alex Michelson is one of my really good friends.
I know
Alex. The anchor at Channel 11.
Yep. Known him forever.
So, will you have trick or treating at your house?
Not tonight.
No?
No.
You're here and you're not there.
Yeah.
Will anybody hand out candy?
No,
at your house?
Because my daughter, who's
doing the Mason, went shades down, lights off.
Shades down.
No candy.
Shades down.
Yeah. Lights are off.
You're that neighbor.
No lights.
I'm not a big Halloween
I'm
fan.
I'm not either, but at least give some candy out
Georgie,
to kids.
Well, you've been in my neighborhood. As you might imagine, it is Halloween central.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get 200 trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, it's great. Aunt B's going to make a pie. It's beautiful.
Richard Jefferson actually showed me that if you go like to the Strand area, that they do the side streets or whatever, like all those people that have houses, those fancy
the
houses.
The high roller houses. Yeah.
There's like thousands of kids that go out there that just like they give candy to. So your neighborhood is good.
I'll be glad when it's over.
Really?
But,
that
really? Over.
But
let me
ask you a question. Like, did you like going to like Halloween parties at all ever or no? Not your thing either?
Not my jam.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
Now,
and you'd think. I mean, I think I told you guys I went to Halloween on Hollywood, Santa Monica Boulevard one time.
Yeah.
With Juan as Bert and Ernie, which was great.
Yeah.
But I.
A lot of assless chaps at that particular parade.
Okay. How'd that go? Did you like that?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I would be the guy in the assless chaps. By the way.
Oh my God, help us!
What do you mean?
Does the rest of your neighborhood do trick or treating?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
My neighborhood.
Yeah.
First of all,
I heard this stuff about you don't like the people that put the stuff on the bushes.
Oh my God, the spiders, gigantic spiders and huge inflatable ghosts. And there's one of those car dealership waving things in somebody's front yard like it's a Jordan Peele movie. I don't need any of this stuff in my neighborhood.
But are there kids in the neighborhood trick-or-treating?
There are.
And you're the house that they... How many times do they ring your doorbell thinking you'd actually come out?
Zero. I'll explain to you why.
He makes it very unwelcoming to potential trick-or-treaters.
You put up a sign or something that says, no trick-or-treating here?
Here.
No soliciting.
Right, right. Get
away, beware of dog, though I don't have a dog.
I'm on a side street. Nobody... I would give candy if anybody came, but the kids go up and down this way. They never come this way to the one house. So,
right.
So I'm not in a position, but I do pull the blinds down and turn the lights off.
My lights are completely off.
Yep, nice.
Dog will be barking.
Nice.
There's no looking in. And if I were there and my daughter were there, like it would be one thing. She's going to Harry Styles tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
That's where she's doing Halloween.
Is that at the Forum?
It is.
Yeah.
16th birthday. Right,
I got breaking news.
Okay. Yeah.
World Series just got canceled for tonight.
Come on.
Rescheduled for tomorrow.
Weather? Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Northeast right now. This is brutal weather-wise.
So it'll be tomorrow at 4 o'clock our time is game 3.
If you're scoring,
wow.
I mean, are you scoring though?
Nope.
I'm not really
watching
this.
Any of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen a second of it.
Dodgers,
I saw the highlights.
Dodgers left, and I was done.
No, I mean, I'll pay attention on the highlights. And if there's nothing else on from a sports perspective on a given night the World Series is on, I'll watch. But if there's like football or NBA that I'm interested in.
Yeah, isn't this kind of a blessing in disguise for MLB that they don't have to go head-to-head with the Monday night football game?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, they originally designed this somehow to dodge football.
Sunday. Right.
Yeah. Right. So.
But this will be better.
What's the Monday night game?
Oh, Browns, Bengals.
Yeah, Lindsay's Browns.
Oh, that's right. They're on a roll.
All I need is Tyler Boyd to catch 4 touchdowns, and I'm on my way to a fantasy victory. 4
same.
TDs.
Me too. Rooting for the same thing.
Dude, I had Tony Pollard this weekend.
I did too.
Oh, good. We have him.
I was like, yeah, because I didn't have Zeke, but I was able to get Tony Pollard, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to plug him in, and he was insane this weekend.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah,
he was great.
Won me the week.
Cappy, do you play fantasy or no?
I have a fantasy team that my son manages.
Oh, is this how you do
your
all
baseball.
Your fantasy?
Yeah, well, at least this one he can figure out how to participate in. You know, the one that you put up. That one, you got to have like a PhD in astrophysics to play that one.
You got
to
be super smart for that one. Super smart.
Yeah, that's why you obviously invited.
How much did Cappy pay you for that one?
I don't know. Did you pay?
No.
No, I don't think he even paid.
No. Yeah. Was never got a bill.
How does that work at the end of the season?
Yeah, how'd that work?
We'll find him.
Yeah.
We know where you are.
Right. You know how to get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait to dig into you a little bit today, George Sedano.
Dig into me?
Yeah.
Why? What'd he do?
Well, I'm just curious about the Scott Hansen move today. And I know what you said about not being able to do the costume change.
Yeah.
But if you have to choose between Hansen and Siciliano.
Siciliano's my guy.
Right. And so we have this conversation all the time. I watch Scott Hansen on Sundays.
Yeah.
George watches Andrew Siciliano based on which
I have
service
TV.
We use.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I watch Scott Hansen also.
Yes.
I used to watch
Scott Hansen. We're dead even because I'm Siciliano guy.
I used to watch Scott Hansen many years ago when I lived in an apartment building.
I would be a Siciliano guy if I had DirecTV, but I didn't.
Well, you know, next year it's going to probably Apple. It's going somewhere else next year.
So will Andrew go to Apple?
Who knows?
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would be a Siciliano guy first as well, but because Hansen and I spend like 7 hours together on Sundays, I've become a Hansen guy.
Yeah, right.
So I would just be surprised that you didn't go Siciliano if having to choose between one or the other.
Well, they wanted me to be Hansen.
You look so cute, by the way.
Thank you.
As Hanson. I love the hairdo.
The hair didn't get cropped quickly enough. So the ladies in the makeup room, it's a big wig, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the top looked fine, but the sides were too long. Mm. Then they tried to get like clippers to cut it, and it smelled like burnt.
Yeah.
Synthetic burnt hair.
It's a whole new world there.
So yesterday we were driving home from the game, and I'm like, I don't want to do a Halloween costume. I'm not into it. And Juan said, "Oh no, we can put something together." So I had this, right?
Your Rams jersey.
I've got my communications device. Uh-huh. I've got my play card.
What did you use for your communication device? What is that?
I think it's like an old modem or something.
Yeah, it looks like it. I was just going to say.
Rams
it's good
it?
Use of that thing. Yeah.
Good recycling. Good job.
Yeah.
What's up with the card? Where'd you get the card?
We talked about this earlier. I have no idea what this is. It says BMI weight status. Maybe Juan's trying to give me a hint. oral dietary supplement. I have no idea what this is, but it's not plays.
Yeah.
Because if it was plays, it'd be like, okay, Ronnie Rivers, just go up to the line and fall down. That would be one of the plays.
Or,
Tyler Higbee,
we're going to drop back to pass and get sacked.
Right, Tyler Higbee, get ready to drop this pass. It's going to hit you right in the hands.
Exactly.
I heard you talking about being at the game yesterday, and there was this guy dressed as McVay.
Yes, he was.
And there was a lady next to him dressed as a referee. You said on the air, wow, that guy got a lot of FaceTime on the scoreboard.
He did.
My girlfriend said, wow, that girl referee is getting a lot of FaceTime on the scoreboard. Two people in every shot together. She saw the girl, you saw the guy.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Well, I remember her as the referee. I just thought he was sort of the clever part of the costume.
He was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. He was good.
He
resembled McVay.
That was a SoFi takeover yesterday, though. It was probably 80%.
Niners.
It felt
that way. When I saw it a little bit on TV, but I had to jump in the car and I was listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Niners would do anything, you could hear the roar.
Well,
that's
the beauty of going to a game at SoFi. You're always going to get a lot of fans from the other team, and it makes like a college environment. It's fun.
I mean, the beauty of it. Come on.
What do you mean, stop?
Stop.
The beauty.
I'm not stopping.
The beauty.
Yeah.
That's not the beauty of it.
Yeah. No.
You know
fun.
What a good college environment is?
What's that's fun?
When you go to like Michigan or Penn State, it's 95% Michigan or
Penn
State.
A bunch of Angelinos glommed onto the 49ers when they were winning championships in the 80s, and they hung in there.
That's 40 years ago.
And we've been here 8 years.
Yeah.
Has 8 years, years we've been back. Eight years. This is the eighth season back. Oh, 2016 was when we came back.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't seem to make
you
mathematical sense.
You seemed very upset about that.
6 years.
Six years. What do you mean bothered?
Even your mic is falling down.
Yeah, bothered by what? By all the Niner fans? Or
no, I wasn't bothered.
He was like, he's giving you this little thing and kind of moving his head side to side and sing-songing you.
Well, he's actually evolved. He for months.
He would deny it.
Yeah. And now it's so bad you can't deny it.
I don't
even
care. Well, I mean, with the
and by the way,
it's
worse at Charger games.
Oh, way worse.
Oh, way worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Now, Briones, have you given him any grief today or what?
Yeah, but it's Halloween. I want to keep him in a good mood for the show.
He does piss me off when he plays this stupid Village People song, which I think even people in San Francisco are like, don't play that song.
Which Village People song?
It's San Francisco.
What's the issue?
I think. It's just not cool. It's not a cool song. Do you think that's cool?
I don't know. I haven't heard this song in so long. YMCA, I think, is cool.
YMCA,
In the Navy.
In the Navy's
is
cool.
Still cool in the Navy.
That's
the only two I know.
I don't know that.
Sinano, who is Reali in this picture you sent?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's just dressed like Seinfeld going to a Mets
game. Yeah.
They're kind of subtle costumes, aren't they?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, Sarah Spain is not pretty solid.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
Pete
Aaron
Davidson,
Rodgers,
is pretty money.
Israel is very funny. Yeah. He actually looked a little too clean to be Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he did.
You know
he
that
did.
Commercial of him at Taco Bell where the girl says to him, she goes, are you just riffing right now? Or is that, the lines? And he's like, I don't know, I'm too cool to read the script, I'm Pete.
Yeah. Israel bought a Taco Bell Crunchwrap for the episode.
It was funny. That was good. That was really good. I wish I would have seen it on TV.
I heard you bagging on Pete. You don't like
Pete. I'm not a Pete Davidson fan.
I think he's funny.
I don't find him to be funny.
Yeah. I find him to be funny.
I don't find him to be funny at all.
Yeah, I think, and by the way, I think it's paying off for him too, right?
Well, something's paying off for him. I don't know if it's him being funny.
By the way, that sandwich he's promoting.
Yeah.
So,
Crunchwrap.
The Crunchwrap. Have you had the Crunchwrap?
No.
Okay, so apparently it's the egg, the bacon, and the hash browns all in one tortilla, flattened up and baked.
Delicious.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
It makes me want to try a Crunchwrap on my way to work.
I want a breakfast burrito that has tater tots in it, so like eggs, bacon, cheese, some avocado, and some tater tots. Crunchy.
Tater tots.
Crunchy, right?
Yeah.
little crunch. You guys didn't know who Bergman was, though. You guys didn't know that he was...
Oh, I knew right away.
Was he Jesus? Or no. He was the dude?
He was the dude.
Johnny, you didn't know who he was?
I've never seen that
also
movie.
Also known as Hipster
really?
Jesus.
I've never seen the... What's the movie with Jeff Bridges as the dude?
Big Lebowski.
Big
Lebowski.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
Yeah,
oh my God,
movie.
You should see that movie.
Yeah, you should.
That's one of those movies.
Put it on the list.
It's iconic.
Hilarious movie.
It's fantastic.
Really is. So my favorite guy is John Turturro. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And he's the Jesus.
Yes.
You know, and he's in the bowling alley threatening him. He's like, hey, don't do that to the Jesus, man. You know? you know that scene?
I do. Yeah. I know it.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah, no, iconic movie. So did you do a game this weekend, Sedona?
No,
you had the weekend off.
Well, I had a game on Friday night in Phoenix. I had, but Zion didn't play. Ingram was out with a concussion, so it was like,
hey, we got our first win. How about
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
What it's all changing now. Nowhere to go but up.
How did you feel about the celebration, though?
Well, I'm not a big celebrate guy.
I know.
I'm a Darvin fan, though. I like Darvin Ham a lot. So I think they were doing that just as a personal thing to him, which I was fine with.
Yeah.
If they do it again for the next game, I would think we're maybe going up the wrong track.
What if it's game 82?
Well, if it's game 82, that must mean they're celebrating some type of postseason acceptance or achievement. Right. So that would be good.
Yeah, I was getting at if that was their next win.
You think they could go 2-80?
No, of course not. But I'm saying, I mean, that it would be a shame to celebrate win number two the same way they celebrated win number
one. You gotta celebrate the ones you win.
Yeah.
What are they going to start out? 2-0?
Oh, I'd have to look at the schedule, but schedule early is not easy.
Yeah,
no, it's the first 12 games.
New Orleans on Wednesday.
Tough. Okay.
Right, and Brandon may be back for that. And Zion is already back.
Utah on Friday.
Ingram didn't make the trip.
Oh, I'm sorry. He may play Golden State at home. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, they could put him on a commercial flight and just get him here.
No. They told me he was out. So in the game on Friday, he's out.
Can we aggregate you on that?
I mean, I already reported on television.
So aggregation is okay.
Aggregation. Yeah.
They can go ahead and aggregate.
It's.
I already said it on TV.
I get so tired
of getting aggregated.
Oh, dude,
I get so aggregated.
When George and Ramona both say that phrase, don't aggregate me on this, I'm like, what exactly does that mean? Like,
that I said this, like, it's fact.
Right. You know? So that's what aggregating is?
Yes. Yeah. Ireland, go ahead. It's repurposing. Yes.
It's Utah Friday.
I mean, they're playing
Cleveland
well.
Cleveland Sunday.
That's a loss. Really
and then
well.
At Utah Monday.
I mean, they should win at least...
They should win one of the next four.
One Utah game.
Listen to you guys.
I mean, they should win both Utah games, but they should win at least one of those Utah games.
I can't quite figure out. I don't know how Utah's doing it.
Lindsey's Cavs, they're good.
They are really good.
I mean, I don't know how good they are playoff-wise, but in the regular season, they're going to win a ton of games.
We said earlier, I think they're a top four seed in the East.
It's possible, for sure.
I think Mobley's great, and I think
And there are a lot of teams in the East that we thought were going to be good that aren't.
Started off slow.
Like
Philly,
Brooklyn, Philly. Yeah, Miami's weird. I saw one blurb today, Ira Winderman, who covers the Heat.
You know Ira Winderman.
He's a hack.
Oh, really?
No, I love him.
The headline on his story today was, should the Heat have the Lakers on speed dial?
Oh, so, they're saying they should trade, because you guys need shooting, they should trade Duncan Robinson here, and then they take like a 3-and-D player to go over there, like, you know, a power forward type or whatever.
Let's get it on. Why not?
I'm with you, Mace. I heard you earlier.
Yeah.
Like, let's just stand pat.
Yeah,
Let's clear the salary at the end of the year, and then we'll focus on the next 2 years of LeBron and potentially AD.
Ding, ding, ding.
But you can make it clean. You can do like Pat Beverly for Duncan Robinson. That's an easy swap. Financially, it works.
Hmm.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, no, we could do that. I don't think there's a deal out there that's going to make everybody say, oh, yeah, that's a championship team.
No, but I'm saying it does help both teams because Duncan Robinson can certainly shoot.
Yeah. Guys, what do you got planned for your Halloween show?
I mean,
stupidity.
Yeah, just stupidity.
Yeah.
Generally, that's
airing the World Series or not airing the World Series?
Not airing.
No.
We air the weekend games.
Okay.
So game 6 and 7, if necessary.
Yeah, because nobody gives a flying F about that World Series.
Now, you chose that costume
allow
you to basically be in a robe and pajamas here at work, right?
I mean, no one else needed to know that, but yes.
What do you mean? Everybody's watching on the YouTube live stream. What are you talking about?
No one needed to know that part of it, that I just wanted to be comfortable
on
the show.
Very comfortable today.
Yes.
All right, there you have it. There is your super crosstalk for today. And as always...
Jeez, you just destroyed everything over here.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season.
What a mess this is.
I am a mess.
How do you work with Pigpen over here, Ireland?
That is, it's so funny. That's what Juan calls me, is Pigpen.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking.
Cloud of dirt around me at all times. Yeah. All right, Shadano and Cappy coming up now, 7:10.